So we're holding with the Gemara about two lats, and then Dalet Amud Aleph. Now the Gemara starts off with the Siman Anokim L'Chayav Luches Chorus. Amar B'lozer, Ma'adik Sibba Anokim L'Gargar Roisecha. We quoted this passage before. It said, Ki L'Voyis Chayn Heim. So that pasuk, which the Midrashim, that when you should use the Torah to accompany you when you're traveling. So the pasuk ended off, Va'anokim levoyes chein heim l'roshecho, Va'anokim legargar roshecho. So that, and anok is a chain. In mesim adam atzmai ka'anak zeh, sharof al hatzavar. So you put the, we put the, wear this necklace around, it was a necklace that they would wear on their neck. So obviously they didn't choke themselves with it. They put it on loosely. So it's the person acts in that way where they're acting gently, loosely with people. And near of an ainu nira, but also it's when you wear that it's not always visible. Rashi says because of your beard. It's apparently something the men wore. So then, tamudim is kind of biyoda. So a person acts in a way that he's gentle with people, and he's not busy making public appearances. He's busy sitting in base medrash and learning, as opposed to running around always being, being noticed. Then Talmudim is kai biyoda. Then he has a chance. Then his Torah will remain with him. Vim lab ain't Talmudim is kai biyoda. Vamer Rabbi Elazar. I think the gear says also Rabbi Elazar. So that's anokim. The next name of Rabbi Elazar is Ma'adik Sib L'Chayav Karagasa Baisim. It's a pasuk in Shir Shirim. Your cheeks were like arugasa boisim. The aruga is the furrow of the boisim. You planted a pungent, nice smelling plant. Imesim adam atzmai karuga zu shakodoshin bo. If a person will make himself like the aruga, which is a place where people walk, he doesn't mind being stepped on. He's not busy standing on his covet. So he's in Anov. Ukaboisim zesha kol mis basmim bo. And like the boisim, which people come to smell and take to perfume himself with. So he means the person who will give over his Torah to others. Talmudim iskayim. Bimlab ein talmudim iskayim. By doing so, his Torah will be maintained, otherwise not. Vamir Rabbi Elazar. So that's the siman of L'Chayav. The third statement of Rabbi Elazar, Ma'adisiv Luchos Evan. The Torah is given out on Luchos of Evan. Im Adam Mesim Atzmoy Es L'Chayav Ka Evan Zeh Sheno Nimches. They take his you're touching the word luchos is luchayav, his cheeks, like the stone which never wears out. So the person is constantly reviewing his learning. His mouth is kind of, cheeks is literally, it means his mouth is constantly moving and reviewing his words. Tamudim is kind biyodu, vim lavein tamudim is kind biyodu. Rashi says it means both that he keeps reviewing and also he doesn't wear out of teaching it to others. Vamer Rabbi Elazar, that's luchos. Ma'ad chsiv choros al luchos. That they were engraved on the luchos. So we're going to darshan it that the words of choros al luchos. Aluches due to the luches. And one of the shtabra haluches, her rishon is if the first luches had not been destroyed, lo nishach l'tar miyisrael, the there would be no concept of shichah that it would be engraved in our hearts. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, it also would have been chayrus, it would have been chorus, like he darshan's chorus, it would have been engraved. Rachab Yaakov Darshan's Ein Kol Uma Baloshin Shaletis Behen Shinem Rechoris Atik Rechoris El Echeris. No nation would have ever had any power over Klal Yisrael, because the Luchas would be the source of Cheris, of freedom for Klal Yisrael. Omer Masna, Maidich Siv, the Pasuk says, by the Shiras Haber in Parshas Chukas, it says that the pasuk says umi midbor matana. From midbor they went to matana. In mesim adam atzmai kimidbor zesha called doshin boy. Person makes himself like the midbor, which he allows people to step in him, like a desert. People walk through the trek through the desert. So he's lowering himself and allowing people to. He doesn't stay. He doesn't have gaiva. Tamudim is kind biyada. Bimlab ain't tamudim is kind biyada. Okay. Rava. Braid Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Havile Milsa Rav Yosef Bade. So there was a scenario where they had some type of anger or upset between Rav Yosef and Rav Yosef, Rabba braid Rav Yosef Bar Chama. Came out the Mali the Yom Kippur, it came Erev Yom Kippur. Amar Ezel Bafaisa, he said, I'm going to go and to appease him. Also, so he went. Ashecha, he found that Rabba braid Rav Yosef Bar Chama came to Rav Yosef. Ashecha the Shmoye, the Chomozik Lake Hosom. So he found that the shamash was preparing a cup for Rabbi Yosef to drink. He said to the shamash, "Let me prepare the cup." Let me do it. He gave it to him, his concoction that he made. Can it tell me when he touched it, when he tasted it? Omer domi hai maziga, the maziga, the rubber braid of Yosef Bar Chama. This is how Yosef Bar Chama used to make the mixture. Rashi points out that Rabbi Yosef was blind, so he wouldn't notice him by the fact that he wouldn't recognize him, but he had that. Tvius ayin on the taste. Okay, Amalei Anahu. Yeah, so this is his way to sort of like sneak himself in and present himself to Rav Yosef. Okay, Amalei. So Rav Yosef said to Rav Barei the Rav Yosef Bar Chama, Loitesev Akarech, you can't sit down. Farshali honey cry. Why don't you explain me the following pasuk? Ma'ariv midbor matana mimitana nachliyel minachliyel b'mois mimibos hagai. So that's the pasuk. That's why it's here. That's why the story is here. Amaleim odem mesim atzim kamidbor hazeh shakol doshin boy. If a person makes himself like a midbar, he allows himself to people to he lowers himself in front of people, he makes himself available to people. So then turn a little bit matana. So that's what we had before. From midbar you get matana. Okay. Kim shin a little bit matana. Once he becomes he receives a turban matana, then nachal kel. Shenemar, umimimitana nachli kale. He becomes the nachla of Kadosh Baruch Hu. The kimesh nachli kale. He becomes the nachla of Hashem. He becomes the same special possession. Olu l'gdula shenemar uminachli albamoyis. He goes up to the high places. V'megis liboy Kadosh Baruch Hu mashpiloy. You should know shenemar umibamoyis hagai. From the bones they go down to the valley. So, at any given moment, the person can be thrown down. The person will do tshuva, the person will lift him up again. kol geyi noset. It's a pasuk in Yeshayah. That all of the valleys will be lifted up.
How does this compare with the notion of, you know, like there were, you know, those houses of the Gra who, like, you know, refused to learn Torah from the Malach, you know, wanted to learn by, you know, himself. In other words, here the talk that Torah is given as a matana. As opposed to the person really getting there himself. Or is it just like an extra Siyat
V'Shemayah? I think Brother means the Tumor means it's Siyat V'Shemayah. I don't think it means Matana, means that the person is going to come knocking on his door and giving him. But the absorption will come as a Matana. I mean,
rather than him going actively and seeking. Extraterrestrial help.
Right. I just want to tell you one story. You see, there's a Muslim of a Siyata Nishmai a person gets, and a person, you know, is in the position of making himself available to others and allowing himself to be, you know, quote unquote, taken advantage of. There's a certain Siyata Nishmai you get in learning, which you don't have otherwise. I remember I became a Rebbe. It was a little bit of a crazy situation. I became a Rebbe, like, under pressure from the Yeshiva. They needed another Rebbe for parallel shir, and that was already in the middle of the Zman. I wasn't even learning the Masechta, and he told me, he says, you have to start, you become a Rebbe. So called me Thursday night. I wasn't home. I went into his office Friday morning. He says he wants me to start saying shir that day. So I said, so I started shir on Sunday. So my first day of walking into shir, you know, they're already holding into the middle of the Zman, I'm learning. I have 18 bachurim. So the shir of 36 was split into 18 and 18. And I have, you want to make a good impression. It's the first time there's a piece over there. It's in the Durham. It was in the Durham Daf Lamed, beginning of the fourth parak. So with Lamed Gimel Mad Aleph, the Ran over there brings a machlokes between the Rashman himself, and he has a kasha. And the Rambam says a teretz on the kasha, and I never understood the teretz. This is like 20 years. I never understood that teretz. And I'm going to the shir, like, first day, I'm going to walk in and say, here's the Ran, here's the Rashba, here's the Kash, here's the Amr Mesaris, I don't understand it. I walked in the shir and I said it over and I understood it. Like, you know, for the first time in my life, for 20 years, I understood the Amr Mesaris to the Kash. And I was just like, it was Siyat HaDishmaya, because you're a Rebbe, you got to Siyat HaDishmaya. I mean, I've seen it time and time again. Like, you have so much, you know, I don't, you know, because I'm, I allow myself to be available, you know, so you get to see out to the Shema, I don't understand it.
Good morning, Jonathan. Good morning, Ross.
But then you make us leave, boy. Wow, I thought it was kind of good terrors. Then you lose.
Good morning,
that's exactly the point of the Gemara. Okay. Omer Avuna. Might receive. Chayosko Yoshuva Tochin Betevosko Leoni Elohim. So, im other Mason Atsum Kachayaze Shedereses Vaichelis. So the animal pounces and it, and eats it. So Rashi says the point of the rest is that it eats it. Doesn't wait to take it home and make it with a fork and a knife. It eats it right away. Even though it's that which is caught is dirty, etc., it eats it as such. The person is not sitting there in tremendous kavoyos. You know, and he needs. Just so when he wants to come to eat, but he whatever's available, he eats it quickly and is done with. Tamudim is kind of beyadim and loving. Tamudim is kind of beyadim. If a person is very makban on his elam hazeb, it's not going to go so well. Moshe Kain, if he does that, Hakadosh Baruch Hu osel lo suda ba'atzma, the Baruch Hu will prepare the suda for him the Baruch Shem himself, Shenemar, Tochim Tevoscho Leoni Elokim, Hashem will prepare the Taiva for you. Let's see Rashi.
I mean, funny because they have, it seems like the exact opposite type of imagery. In other words, instead of him being trampled upon, he's doresis, trampling. And,
right, so he's saying, referring to specifically the area of him taking advantage of him. He just does whatever it is. He doesn't make a big hakpot out of it. Okay. Sherof Litzaver. It's a Rashi. It's on the right side, second Rashi from the bottom. She'enu mitzumsim b'doichik sabah b'tzav. It's not tied around the neck, a necklace. Well, she'ropoi b'rebuch. It's comfortably loose. Kachu noyim umrutzu l'briyus. He's pleasant and to people. Eminir v'enu nir. K'shemag biyat savoro nira. Itachos kana. When he lifts up his head, so you can notice it. The Rav told him Shesintora was Kona Mechasim, so his beard is covering it. Sintora is like would be the goatee part of the beard. Kach im Talmud Chacham who, and a Rav of Lotzeis will love him b'shuk. He's not busy going out into the streets. So Yosheb b'Mechazer al Talmudim. He's kind of then he's busy sitting and learning a base medrash, hidden a base medrash. Then Talmudim is kind of yoder. It'll last. Because of Talmud, the Mishkan Beyod, Shekol Dosh and Nesoy She'en Lo Gassus. He doesn't have any gaiva. Shekol Mispasim and Menush Malam B'Torah La Tamidim. He teaches. He makes himself Kevin Zeshen Onim, because like the stone which isn't worn out. Mipnei Trisus Raglam and Yodim from the movement of people on it. Kach Lachayav Enam Nilin Milachzer Al Limudoy. Will the Lamed Lacherim. His cheeks don't wear out. Don't become tired from reviewing his limud and teaching it to others. What?
What's nimachas?
Nimchas is to be worn out. Yeah.
That's funny because you have the story through Kiva that talks about the
stone wearing out. Yeah. Lo nishtachecho chorus is mashma chokuk. It's engraved, so that can't. It's not going to be erased. Through the first luchas, the Torah would have been engraved in Klai Yisrael's heart to the point that they would not have forgotten it. So all of your learning would not have been forgotten. Aluchas b'shil aluchas ha'i b'nei Yisrael b'nei Charon. Through the luchas klai, so would have been b'nei Charon. I mean, b'bar matana. There's a Beis Halevi says that. So what happened? The luchas rishonis, the Yetzer Hara had been removed from the Lev b'nei Adam. So everything we learn, they remember. But they don't need the Lima process. It wasn't the process which was necessary to overcome the Yitzhar. The Yitzhar had been removed from them. And it says, once they did the Chet and the Yitzhar came back into them, so Shikha came, because Shikha is what guarantees that we'll keep learning again and again and again and again, because otherwise we're going to forget. So the Yeshua from the Yitzhar is the Lima of Torah. And the Rosh guaranteed it by giving us Shikha. So Shikha was a matana that the Rosh gave us to allow us to be motivated to constantly review.
There's always more to learn.
Well, again, you know, it's interesting. If you picture that there'd be no shikha, and everyone would have the Torah down perfectly, so you'd have no machlokes. So your shas would be reduced to a lot. It would be straightforward facts, and it would be a different type of limud, a totally different type of limud than the toiling of Torah that we have now.
Yeah, you do have new cases and so forth.
Right, so you just discuss how to apply it. But it would be the malice of Torah would have been lessened. This is his point. So this way, we have to be amal in Torah because of the our limitations. So that's good for us. So the fact that we forget is a matana.
Try to remember that.
Don't forget that, right? Al Luchas, Shilah Luchas, Hoy Bnei Yisrael Bnei Charon. He said that the Luchas Chayes would have been free. Mimi Bar Matana, Kamid Bar Hu. If he's like the member of Torah Natsuna Lab Matana, Bala Yishkach. The Torah will give it to him as a Matana. The Rashi, the point of Matana is that he won't forget it. He had a Maise, Milse had a Kas, he had an anger. Omer Rabba, Ezel, if I say the Rav Yosef, I'm going to appease him. Mosek B'mayim, he would mix it with water. Rav Yosef Sagi Nor Hava, Rav Yosef was blind. The Hoyer Eir didn't see him. Vikir B'tama Yayin, Shumit Mizgoy, he recognized him in the flavor of the hay made the wine. If he saw your marker, Rav Yosef B'mizgoy Sharaba, Mitkilo Shayabok Yolitin Mayim B'mida, he recognized Rava's process. He used to make the correct balance of water with the wine. Kogeyin Aser. Avogav the lav gabi hani kroy ksiv. So the, all other ones are part of the pasuk. This is like a new pasuk in Yeshayah. This is pasuk in Chumash. Darshile demisha bar lidei guy shehushbal chazem is nasib. We see that a person gets down to the guy, does is raised up. The rest of the chelus miyad lachar regosa immediately after he kills it. He eats the chain of makvid al tanugim. It's not busy in having its tanugelam, you know, and being mefunik. It just eats it as is, and that's it. Just rachas betit. Hanomishen halachacher gavus lokitz b'machola imlo nisbasha kotzerchi. He's very makban on how it's cooked. He doesn't have any of that. He just whatever it is.
What's the word for scratch in Hebrew?
Scratch. Srika. There's a word with a kuf. There's a word srika, which means to make a picture, like a little engraving picture. That's with a kuf. The shnachrina shav. The rest is with chelus. The rimshat. La'achar igoso chelus miyad. So the pshat is he immediately reviews it. He immediately grabs it for himself. He's willing to make himself lowly for the words of Torah. You find other Gemaras that they were careful to eat in a proper way. The pasuk says, if you make people hate Torah, that's going to you to be deserved to die, because if Talmud Chacham is not careful in how he presents himself, people, the covet of Torah will be lessened in people's eyes. The first pshat is not saying that they didn't do it derech covet; it's just they didn't do it with tanugim. The second pshat is saying he was willing to be manabel atzmo de b'tarav. Be considered lowly in people's eyes, but he's willing to do that because of his desire to learn Torah. La oni the zesh is some atzmo ke oni. This person makes himself like an oni. The person will make a suitor for him. That the first shot is making look at only he doesn't have tanugim. The second shot is what it means. What's worse than he is? And only is constantly making efforts to get what he needs. So he does the tamachom does the same. Omer b'chia b'rabba Omer b'yerchel ma'ad siv noitzatena yerchel piryo. The one who plants the tree will reap the fruits, eat the fruits. So the tain is a fig tree. Plants a fig tree, will get the fruit. Why is the analogy for diritara is to that of the fig tree? So matain is zul, calls mashal memashrish ba moitzah b'tainim. Figs different than other trees. The fruits ripen at different times. There's always more there. after the Torah calls Mansha Adam Haigabo Moitzah Ben Tam. So the Ritara, you always will find, the more you think about the words, so you think you have a chal, you think you understand, you think you know, you think about it one more time, you come up with a new idea which is there you didn't realize beforehand. There's always more to find. So Mark gives a few drushes along these lines. That the Torah is compared. Pasuk in Mishnah, the pasuk compares the Torah to Ayala Sahavim, a beloved Ayala. So what's so beloved about an Ayala? And Ayala is claimed, so that's two animals, the two types of antelopes, deer. Lama Nimshal Dibri Torah LaYalas. So the comparable to the Yalis is the following. Ma Yalis Racham Atzar has a very narrow rechem. V'chaviva al barlo kol shom ashar kashar rishana. So it maintains its element of the virginity. So the
kashar rishana,
like the first time. At the Ritara, v'chaviva al lamdan kol shom ashar kashar rishana. So the Ritara should be pleasant to the person, like it's the first time they've learned it. The excitement of the first time. You see that, you know, the fact that I learned this before. Those words like doesn't mean, you know, Adarab, it's more exciting to learn a second time. It has a certain chain by those who learn it. I have a chaver, my age, a little bit younger than me. He's been working for 20 years. He's Mesechtas Ksubas. He's learned Mesechtas Ksubas over 100 times. Gemara Rashi Tosfos, over 100 times. So he's just like, for him, it's like, what's the most exciting thing? Do it again. Finishes it, do it again. The more you learn, the more excited is it. The more he notices things, the more he figures out things, the more he cops it. It's just, you know. Tumah Merabayim, for sure I saw that, but Tumah Mechaveirim, I saw it. Why? Well, the one answer is in general in yeshivas. In yeshivas, Ksubas was known as the small shas, because most of the important sugyas in shas are found somewhere in Ksubas. They come up somewhere in Ksubas. So if you know Ksubas well, you have a very good key to most of shas. Separate culture, but regards to rest of Nashim and Nezikin and a lot of Yanam of Moya are found somewhere in Ksubas. What? We'll do it soon. You know, listen, Nashim is next after Brachas, and then we're starting Seder Nashim.
We're
going to
take care of
Seder Moya
first, or Seder Zerayim first.
Yeah, all of Seder Zerayim.
We'll see you.
It's not a seaman said it's Roy, it's a seed on seaman brachas. Okay. Now the pasuk says, that same pasuk says, Vaiter dadeha iravucha b'chol eis. It's the dadim of the animal will give you that, satiate your thirst at all times. Lomanim shat ibitara dad, like a woman's breast, my dad said, calls matcha tinnik mamashish ba moitzah b'cholim. The child will always get the milk, the nourishment that it needs. The return calls matcha no hoga behen moitzah behen tam. And then the end of the pasuk is ba'avosa tishke tzomid. In the in its love, you will constantly be shoyge. So what is that? So what does that mean? So Rashi says it means a long line. There is it's an involvement to the point of being illogical, beyond what would seem to be logical. Kagoyin Rabbi Elazar ben Pados, versus, for example, Rabbi Elazar, should be Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Elazar ben Pados was an Amora. He's known to us as Rabbi Elazar, actually. Rabbi Lasser was the contemporary of Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Lasser. Some love of Rabbi Elazar, but Shai Yosef 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 Batara Beshuk Hatachon Shal Tzipari. He was sitting in the city of Tzipari, in the lower market. Sedina Mutzel Beshuk Elyon Shal Tzipari, and his cloak, his outer cloak was, which was everybody was very mocked, but to wear normally, he would forget it up in the Shuk Elyon Shal Tzipari because he was so involved in his learning that it was. It was, he didn't notice. There is a story, Rishi used to always say over that, you know, the Reb Lezer tells her, the person who found the tells her, she, Reb Lezer Gordon. So, by Reb Moshe Soloveitchik's chasna, so Reb Chaim Brisker was a mechaber Reb Lezer with Seder Kedusha. So they asked Reb Chaim Brisker afterwards, like, why Reb Lezer? You know, he holds the biggest gadol. You know, there's a lot of gadolim came to that chasna. He says, in Avos HaTorah, there was nobody like Reb Lezer. Nobody like Reb Lezer. He said, how do I know? He says, when Volozhin closed, so Telz was already open for a while. Volozhin closed in 1892. So Reb Chaim, you know, was available. So Reb Lezer contacted him that he should become the say a shir in yeshiva. So he said, no. So Lezer says, you know, I understand you. It's uncomfortable that you should come and I should be in Rosh Hashiva. You should be in Rosh Hashiva. I'll make you Rosh Hashiva. And Chaim said, no. He says, I understand you. It's uncomfortable that you should be, I'm the Rav. He was the Rav in the Rosh Hashiva of the city, Lezer. He says, I'll give you the Rabbanus and the Rosh Hashiva and I'll be a balabos in town and I'll raise the money. You just come teach my Talmidim Torah. He says, that level of Avos Torah that he had, nobody else was like that. So Rosh Hashiva didn't say, we're like Mises. There was like a lot of famous Mises with him where, like, he'd be holding, once he came to you know, learning, he would just get, he just couldn't control himself when it comes to learning. It's a mice at once that there is a two bachim were sitting in base medrash having an argument. And the yeshiva had French doors, so, you know, but like, the little were raised up. So next thing you know, Reb Lezer comes flying through the open French doors to join the conversation. Because like, he just couldn't control himself. So he said, it says, I am like a shikr in a winery when it comes to learning Torah. So that was Elazar ben Tzipari. So Amar Rav Yitzchak ben Elazar Pamachas bo adam litloi umotzu b'sraf. So they figured, great, we can steal his coat. The Rosh Hashanah sent a nochash to protect it. Okay. Let's hold it here. And Rashi, we're holding at the bottom. Rashi, Omad Aleph. Okay, let's do Rashi. Te'ino is Elon. Okay, so on the top Rashi, on the Dalam base.